under the table.
Because unfortunately, nobody just reports the news anymore. It's either, well, not it's even either one side watch, or the other.
You watch Fox News or fake news?
I think we give it to you straighter than anyone else.
That's so funny.
That still gets me every time.
Oh, sorry.
I met a guy that was when I was working at MediaCom, and he asked me if I watched Fox News or fake news. It was the funniest thing ever.
That is amazing.
I mean, Fox is in part fake also, so.
Yeah. They're all kind of not great, honestly.
No, what, not really.
I would say what people don't recognize is that even if the president gets more power from what they say, the whole checks and balance system between what are the other two branches called? Judicial and legislative. Mm-hmm. Those two still checks and balance the executive branch like they all do. So
the entire executive branch has already pretty much always been under presidential control.
Exactly. Because it's literally just the president and then the vice president and then.
But there are checks and balances to that his decisions can be overturned by
the legislative
courts. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but yeah, mm-hmm. it's all a checks and balance thing. If somebody's saying that, well, we're gonna get the president more control, well, that has to be, you know, a sweeping change throughout the entire system and not just, you know, a president standing up. No president should have the because at that point you're not a president anymore. You're now a dictator.
Have you guys seen that clip?
We don't need that.
Mm-hmm. Of all the news outlets, like saying the same thing word for word in a segment about like fake news.
I think I did.
They play it all on top of each other, and they're all saying mm-hmm. the exact same thing.
Yep.
Like from different reporters and different channels. So they're all in cahoots. I mean, that's proof. I mean, right there.
Well, nobody really does any reporting anymore. They don't do any. They don't do very many investigations.
If it's all owned by one. Entity, then of course it's going to be pretty the same.
Much. That's and why I don't.
Probably just happens to be liberal.
That's why I don't really like to involve myself with politics at all. I just don't care. It's just a bunch of people lying back and forth.
A lot of it, unfortunately.
I like Vivek Ramaswamy.
I rarely watch the news.
I want a Ramaswamy sandwich.
Whether it be Fox or anything, I don't.
If he was
don't
making it, shit. I would eat it.
Yeah, I'm a stickler for the facts. Anyway, so I do my own. Dude,
two things I saw that was really interesting. It's like makes me wonder if Trump's gonna make it. Is they're talking about rescinding regulations around discrimination, and then the outlawing of pornography, which is like, oh dang, you're trying to fight the porn industry, you're probably gonna lose.
Japan already.
That's massive.
They did that though, didn't they?
Yeah. So in Texas, Pornhub pulled their, I don't know, they pulled people's ability in Texas to access it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw some states were like rolling.
Everyone
some stuff
has
out
VPN
for it.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Well, not only that, there are a lot more sites than the hub.
Yeah. Like, oh what? Yeah.
No. Yeah, but that's
so.
A big
so
one.
The big deal for that was over age verification. Pornhub said no. We don't want people to have to verify their age. And then it's kind of like, wait, what?
How would you verify it?
Why would you
ID?
Not want that? No, it's you. Yeah, in some cases it depends on how far they go with it. I don't know. Wild. If they
I think
with
I think that
not.
Is well. No, I think that is what they were saying is that it was because of ID verification. They wanted you to basically upload your driver's license, and people are like, "I don't want to upload my driver's license to a porn website." Like,
that's valid.
Most sites just ask you.
Yeah. Know, well, but the thing is like it's usually just like a yes or no. And then it's like, mm-hmm. yep, I am.
What's the point? It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't help the owner of the hub is an actual goober. He says weird shit all the time. And it's actually kind of funny.
Well, I mean
you gotta be kind of weird if you own a porn, you know, the largest porn site.
Speaking of that, there's a new top game on Steam.
Oh, no.
Made by Pornhub. Yeah.
What is it?
It's
let me guess three letters.
Okay.
C.
No.
S.
Yes.
Sex office. Sex factory.
Well, no. It is a place.
I'll give you a hint. There's sexual content.
Sex podcast.
No.
That's this podcast.
It is an institution.
Living with sister. University? Monochrome fantasy.
Actually, kind of close.
Oh, jeez.
It's college? College.
Sex college.
Wait, what are you looking at?
Steam.
What kind of a game would that be?
What are you looking at? Where do you see that? What
it's in,
section?
It's in top games.
It says new library. And trending.
Oh, for new and trending for me, it's living
it
with
says sister. Library.
It says my library at the top.
No.
Oh, no. Oh.
That reminds me.
No.
This is so funny. I caught someone in 4K at the college.
No.
Caught them in 4K.
They were looking at this game like on the store page. It was like some furry porn game or something.
Jeez.
And I was like, that's an interesting that's an interesting store page. Are you thinking about getting that one to play later? And he's like, oh yeah, I just thought it was funny. I was reading the comments and stuff on it. Hilarious. And I look and I'm like, why does it say in library?
It actually says that. That's amazing.
It didn't. Yeah, like where it says purchase, it says in library.
Oh,
and I was like,
ouch.
This in your library.
Yeah, you can't.
Hey, coach, do you think this will be in esports?
Yeah, maybe. You gotta get good at the mini games.
Can you add this
skill?
Yeah, actually,
I hold a world record.
Yeah, that is. I see what you're talking about, Sam. Living with sister, monochrome fantasy.
Yeah, see, that's what I was. That's the one on the top of my new and trending.
That's number that? Two.
That's number one on mine. What's number one on yours?
Sex college.
Mine too.
Really?
When your father goes off on an adventure, it's up to you to keep the lights on and take care of your sister. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
That's my sister. What the heck? That's
my... Oh, now I see it. I'd refresh.
What the heck, man?
Wow.
What's this third one?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. That one scared me. Like, yeah, AI generated.
Oh, it's a horror game.
Oh, yeah. That might actually... So, interesting.
That looks horrifying. Chillis.
Almost as scary as living with sister.
Oh, neat.
That's pretty scary.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm more scared of 4D golf.
Yeah, that's valid.
So it's it's a game set in Japan where players are tasked with finding anomalies in the Shinkansen.
That sounds kind of like observation duty.
Yeah, that graphics are actually kind of neat. It's more like live action. And that one doesn't have a bunch of nudity in it.
Not yet.
I'm getting Dragon's Dogma too.
Not till I get a hold of it.
Does that Steam Workshop?
Let me check the mods page. Hold on.
It will. Yeah.
$7.
What is?
Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon's Dog Water.
Dragon's Dog Water.
Got him.
It looks not as bad. It doesn't look bad. It looks fine.
I don't know. I saw the thumbs up video.
No, it's only because the people who play it on PC are it like the PC port is having very bad performance.
You guys get shafted, you know that?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
A lot of the time.
Sometimes.
With these big ones?
Yeah. Like Jedi Survivor, but that thing runs like shit anyway.
See,
they still haven't optimized it.
If there's a game I like, I put it in my wish list and then Steam will notify me when it's on sale.
Yeah.
I don't pay full price for
what's so Midnight Ghost Hunt? Looks kind of.
I finally played the Scarlet Violet Pokemon DLC, and it is so funny. Cheddar, have you played it?
I played both of them. Yeah.
Okay. So do you know what I mean when I say the one character is like literally the biggest cuck in existence?
I want to play it.
Are you talking about the
brother? I want to play the brother.
So I'll just explain it. So basically, the first DLC, you go on this like school trip vacation sort of thing, and you're supposed to like explore this island and find like these like special like signs or whatever. And this brother and sister from another school who are from that town are also there on the trip, and so you guys get split into groups or whatever. You end up going with the brother, and the whole time the sister's like being like rude and nasty to you, but you go with the brother, you like find a couple of signs or whatever, and it turns out there's like this like like lore around this like legendary Pokemon on this island. And this kid is like obsessed with like the one that's considered to be the villain. It's like his favorite one. And he's like, it's just misunderstood basically. And so basically it comes out like that the thing wasn't actually the villain. And that's like a big secret that you have to keep. And he's not in the loop. It's you, it's the sister and you kind of are in on the loop on that.
Oh,
and so
you're trying to
keep it a secret from him. And so he overhears it. So now he knows you're like lying to him, and like now like you and the sister are like buddy buddy. So it's like you come in and you like take his sister, because sister's like telling him to like go away all the time now, and you guys are hanging out. You're lying to him and then saying you're his friend. And then you end up coming across the legendary Pokemon like at some point, like where the point where you have to catch it or whatever. And it literally like picks you over the kid, and it like sends him spiraling
on like madness, a
villain
yeah.
arc. And yeah. then it goes to the second DLC. You end up they go back to like their school or whatever, because they're from a different school, and you end up going there as like a transfer student or something, or an exchange student. And he's gone off the deep end. He's like, I need to be stronger than this. I need to be stronger than them. And they've basically like worked up to be like the champion of the school. And you just come in and you like fight the Elite Four and you beat him. And to top it off, when I fought him, I used that legendary Pokemon I caught, and he freaks out if you bring him out. He's like, how dare you pull out Ogre Pond when I'm fighting you?
I didn't know
and then it gets after you end up taking his champion title, which like it's just so funny, it's one thing after the other. There's like another legendary Pokemon that they send you guys out to go get, and when he comes across it, he immediately pulls a Master Ball, because it starts to walk towards you, and then he pulls the Master Ball. He goes, no, it's mine. He just immediately catches it, and then it breaks the Pokeball, and you end up having to fight it and then catch it yourself. It's just so funny. He like can't win.
Mood.
Hi, Danny.
Hello. How do I sound?
And welcome.
Oh, like smooth Dan.
Does it legitimately
sound better?
It was about the same.
It was cutting Joey a little keeps bit talking. Right there.
That was just me.
That's all we. It's my fault.
Okay.
Oh, your camera cut. But I saw.
Dang it.
You're dying it.
That was weird.
Why don't you try screaming into it and see if it cuts you off?
Oh.
You know, honestly, that sounded better than you actually trying to talk. Yeah, just have it in your mouth the entire time.
Hey, look.
We should really get into the ASMR business.
Oh, does this sound good?
It sounds good.
Okay.
I do.
Nobody even cares I got naked.
I saw it.
Yeah, naked Jude.
I care you got naked.
It was hilarious. I laughed.
Oh, you did. You're lying.
No,
you feel better.
Yo, Danny's got a monster in his hand.
I hate it here.
I'm gaslighting.
I hate it here.
Yeah, that's my thing.
It was my thing.
No, there are no things anymore. We share. We are masters of communism. We share
that's
everything.
True. We're all Eskimo brothers.
Technically.
Wait. Technically?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Anyway, we're talking politics. I'm Green Party.
And the Hub.
I'm Orange Party. Yeah, that's Orange Party.
whatever party benefits me the most.
Wow.
I say vote Cthulhu for president because no lives matter.
I say that's overthrow true. Them all.
I have zero loyalty. Who's going to pay me more?
And let's go back to a military theocracy.
Yeah.
A military theocracy.
That's where the military controls everything.
Yeah.
But a theocracy, that sounds terrible.
I have no morals. If you tell me that you're going to make climate change worse and ban all people who are not the people you like, then pay me money. I'm okay with that, because I'm getting paid money.
So a military theocracy.
I think you should probably get some morals. I gave you quite a few, and you apparently
Are we going back to like the Crusade days?
I'm not saying. I mean, unless you're paying.
Just kidding. JK.
Just praying.
No. I have morals. I swear.
You know, like, oh, what's his name? The one king with leprosy. I forget what his name is.
Me.
Namens.
Lazarus.
You know, I've been trying to figure out how to do. I've been trying to figure out how to do a British Haggis accent, and it's been.
Oh, it's a British Haggis.
You mean like this?
Oh my god!
It's your get hold.
How can you guys just rip it off that?
I'm a private.
It's not really get hold.
It's not. It's really not.
I can't even do his regular Haggis voice.
So, all right, when you do your S's, the biggest thing with Haggis, when you do your S. You got to shove your tongue up with quite a bit of spit to the roof of your mouth. Yeah. So instead of saying S, you're saying S.
He's got a mouthful of spit.
So you just like look one corner. I always do my right side. The right side of my tongue hits the roof of my mouth, and it says Haggis.
Yes.
Yep.
I kind of just do it to where I do it like a, I transition from a SH to a TH.
Mm.
So that's I sound similar. Like this.
That's not really it. Yes. That's more Gavin Spocket.
Gavin Spocket can say his owls.
Owls. No, owls.
Have you guys watched X-Men 97 yet?
No, not yet.
I didn't
know that many X-Men. X-Men?
I've been doing the MonsterVerse.
So the only reason I say anything about it is because my Teddy was sitting right next to me as we were watching it because I. Yeah, because that's what I grew up on Saturday mornings watching, and there's this really cool part where they're trying to take down these Sentinels, which, by the way, just first growing up, I thought that Cyclops was the worst character, because he's always whiny and complaining about everything, and they made Cyclops so freaking cool. Holy,
he was always my favorite. He was powerful, though.
He was always my favorite because I had the action figure and no other reason at all.
They look cool. Blow up the X-Jet, and he, like, with all the other characters, like, some, like, Storm picks up a couple, and Rogue picks up a couple, and then he's like, alright, I'll see you on the ground, and just falls all the way, and then uses his lasers to, like, propel him off the ground. It's super cool. Oh my gosh.
That's sweet.
I always thought Nightcrawler was the coolest.
Anyways, so they're fighting all these Sentinels, and Wolverine's doing Wolverine things, and he's running, and he whips his claws out.
Yeah, Bob.
And then Gambit jumps on his back and grabs his claws and energizes his claws. So now Wolverine's claws have Gambit's little blowy up energy things, and then Gambit jumps off
kinetic energy.
Another explosion which launches Wolverine. Into Morph, and Morph changes into the Blob, which launches Wolverine up in the air.
Jeez.
And he just rips off this set. Oh my gosh. Teddy's sitting there the whole time and he just goes, Wolverine, so cool. Oh my god.
Wolverine's been my favorite since I was a kid.
You are Wolverine.
Me too. Yeah. Not much.
You know what
I
mean?
Wolverine's definitely my favorite.
Wolverine anime.
I tried. Kevin Feige said something about I have to come to his house for the weekend.
Do it.
But in a little whatever he says,
you do it.
Is he pulling a dance?
Am I weird? I like Colossus.
Colossus is cool.
Colossus.
I have a Colossus action figure too.
I always liked Nightcrawler. That was my favorite.
Nightcrawler is cool.
And me and Teddy went and saw the new Ghostbusters today.
Sweet.
Oh, sorry.
How was it?
Sorry to hear that.
It was all right. It was okay. It's fine.
Was it better than the Melissa McCarthy one?
Yes, but
that's good.
That's not a high bar to set, though.
I mean, there was parts of that were really, really funny, but yeah, overall, it was all right.
So I want to say in advance that I apologize for.
Uh-oh.
Me too.
I
forgive you.
Me too.
For how some of the maps are going to look.
It's fine.
I did my best.
I apologize. For how ugly I am. So there.
That's even. Okay.
I am also ugly.
And then.
Yeah.
And I can't remember yesterday.
You know, they have They have AI map generators you could use.
Do they?
Just so you know.
Yeah. You send me
a AI's got too much power anyway.
Yeah. Wait, this is for OnlyFans.
Yeah, they have AI map generators for OnlyFans? What are they doing on OnlyFans?
Yeah, except it's all just pictures of me.
So I apologize, Danny. I thought I put my character token in when I did my character sheet, and then I realized that I did not. So it's in there. I
love how everyone knows how to make a an actual token, and I'm just sending in pictures. I'm like, here you go, use this one.
It's super easy. Even you could do it, Alex.
See, you say that, but I spent 8 hours today trying to find out how to fill out the PDF. This is amazing.
Understandable. The PDF was kind of confusing.
This is cool. There's this world map generator I just posted.
Building.
It's different every time you refresh. That's awesome.
Ooh. Oh, you've posted that before. You're right.
Why does this file say Joe's body is a wonderland?
Your body.
Wait, what?
I think somebody's
posted. Your body is a wonderland.
Or one like it anyway.
Let's see here. A good chunk of
Can anyone help me try to figure out why my if I turn my phone sideways, my Discord makes me upside down?
I got no help for that, buddy.
Huh.
My phone's upside down.
If I turn it sideways, I'm upside down.
Do you think Danny should adjust his input sensitivity?
Yeah. Does it do the same thing if you do it the other way? Oh, that's so funny.
Yep.
Yeah, I told him about the rotational lock thing on his phone.
The funny thing is like if I'm taking a selfie on my camera, like facing towards me, and I turn it, it doesn't do that. I don't turn upside down. It doesn't invert me.
Yeah, that's
weird. Are you using Discord on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to?
Oh well, I just keep it right there. It's fine.
Stewie?
Huh?
What? You want me to adjust my sensitivity?
Do you guys think he should? It seems he's cutting out. Is he cutting out for you guys every once in a while?
Yes.
Every once in a while.
It's not as bad as it was. It's not like a cutout, like, and then gone for 15 seconds. It's just like it'll skip your.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a network thing.
It's probably just mobile. Is
it hardware acceleration? Would that help? Is there a setting for that on mobile?
Not on mobile, no.
No.
I had auto sensitivity on. That could have had something to do with it.
I gotta get him.
Yeah, that might.
I gotta go.
Apparently, from what I'm seeing, it's actually a whole Android thing that Discord isn't optimized for Android 14 system.
Hmm.
Oh.
So Discord there will
mobile
be...
is just not good in general, to be honest.
So maybe someday it'll be updated to where that'll fix it. Or
I don't know which end of the spectrum to go to for since
autistic.
Why does everything go back to Gavin's pocket?
That is the spectrum.
Because
he didn't get me a Hot Wheels.
That he's like your favorite character or something.
My favorite character was Caleb Big Wheelers.
I'll try to figure.
I feel like everybody hated me for it, but
no,
I loved it.
No, Alex, that was the best character you've ever played.
It's because I didn't have to do anything.
No, that's not why.
There's no stress of me having to build a character.
Right, because that was you. The voice was perfect. The craziness was perfect.
And I played it into the played it why you were able to do all that as well.
I loved that whole thing. By the way, Lenny loved it. Okay.
Nice.
It was.
I was worried that it felt rushed at the end.
No, I even told him you because we were sitting. We happened to be sitting at lunch when I saw it that you had said that, and he was like, oh, "I didn't think so at all."
Oh, okay. Sick.
Sickest.
I'm glad people enjoyed it.
I know we don't know what's going on with this season, but if Caleb Big Wheelis turns out to be just a normal dude who hacked the system, I'd be willing to play that.
Do you know how roughly how long the Pirates thing is supposed to be? Is it a full on season or are we doing like 5-6 plus episodes, or how is it planned?
I think Danny said it was supposed to be like a full-on season.
Okay.
On.
He didn't give a specific episode. I know
Well, it's hard to do that. I just didn't know if it was expected to be like longer or not, or if it was like a three-parter or something. I would say for Danny, Is he here?
He says that he has like 3 episodes right now and there's more to come. So.
You should definitely not worry about going long this time.
I don't care how long it goes. I just
I think you should.
I just don't know.
We should not do it rushed. I think you should do it as long as you want.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Like Joey's Friday nights. As long and hard as you want.
2.5 seconds.
Yeah. And semi power.
That's a long time, right?
It's in my power.
No, so you're
oh my goodness.
Can someone explain to me why I'm full mashed?
Right, so, you guys here. So I saw this.
I can hear you.
Yep, there you are.
Thank you. Gee. So I switched to my headphones because I guess it's just my mic wasn't working right. So yes. This season is going to be a season. So 5-6 episodes. I've got 5 gnats out. But 2 of those episodes are sandboxy episodes, similar to Sorcerer's Edge Season 2, where you are free to explore. I'll drop some hints on things to do. There's riddles, there's puzzles, there's side quests that you may do, you may not do. It's completely up to you. But main story going, I'm planning on probably 6 episodes if we were just to follow the main story. I hope we don't, because there's a lot to do and I'm very excited by it. I feel like the teacher in middle school that's watching their kids in the back of the class argue and have fathers flip each other off. Trying to like give an expose on why I think that, I don't know, Shakespeare was a hermaphrodite. I don't know.
Okay. Is it gonna hurt anything if I sit out today? Can I like be introduced next week? I just do not feel good right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if it hurts anything, I can stick around at least. I'm just not gonna be able to talk much.
And add it flavored in such a way where
we could probably introduce you.
We could pick him up on an island later.
Well, so I have flavored in such a way where at the end of this episode, something happens to where next episode, you could, anybody that wasn't here today could be introduced in the next episode. So I didn't know if Dad was going to be here or not. So I can introduce that pretty easy.
Okay. I just didn't want to like mess up any plans. So
No. Don't worry about it. It's all good. If you don't feel good, feel well. So,
okay. Yeah, I think I need to go lay down. I kind of feel like throwing up, and I've got like a migraine. So,
all right, the triple combo.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, feel better.
I hear that. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
make sure to bring a bucket when you go to the toilet, just in case it comes out the other end.
All right. I'll talk to you all next week then.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
See you later. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Jeez, okay, now that he's gone. No.
I was waiting.
Types in. I'm still listening.
Oh, by the way, if you guys haven't seen it, I uploaded a video to my YouTube today, and I plugged in the main menu podcast the very first minute.
Sick.
And I took in a bunch of like sound bites that were actually like kind of funny.
I've also been plugging
mine sounded stupid, but that's okay.
I
thought you were done. I apologize, but I've also been plugging us to a group of people that I work with that have a rather large Discord following. So
nice.
Awesome.
I've been wearing this shirt to work because it's black and actually work approved. So I've had quite a few people in the St. Louis area just be like, hey, what's the deal with your shirt? And I tell them, oh, it's a D&D. And they're like, we love D&D. It's like, you should listen. It's a lot of fun. So. A lot of free advertising in restaurant in one of the most popular restaurants in St. Louis, no way.
Wow.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So yeah, the deal with Bob's soundbite that I put in was it was pretext with or you can listen to our Under the Tables, which we ramble on about nonsense. And then it was just Mr. Master just saying, yeah, I have taken before a bunch of jalapenos and cheese and ate it. And that's it. That was the soundbite.
I love
that. Nom.
I have some news.
I love it.
I'm starting a story podcast where I read my short stories. So eventually, maybe we could do some cross advertising.
I was thinking about starting up a podcast as well, like comparing movies to books and such, because I've been reading one lately.
I thought he said
he's like Dune and whatnot. But I would make it a Free Geek Republic a production.
Oh yeah.
So I'd be using the parent company of the Main Menu podcast as, hey, this is my parent company too. I would check out our other podcast, the Main Menu podcast.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to just kind of stretch. Oh, well, you've got an audience who like listening to you ramble on about how movies are garbage and books are better. Case in point, Dune 1 and 2.
Dune's better than Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, in the Fleshlight popcorn bucket that they had.
Yes.
Everyone,
oh, my gosh.
Everyone wanted to bang the popcorn bucket.
Yep, that was the best part about the movie.
Dune OC.
Dynasty.
I mean, look at it. Look it up. Look it up.
No, I don't. I don't want to. I'm very angry with him. I'm very angry with the director, who obviously has never read three words from the Dune book. Obviously, quite literally. I'm so angry at him.
So
I would like to talk to him on my podcast and be like, "Hey, excuse me, did it occur to you to read the original book or at least a synopsis of it?"
Probably just watched the 80s movie, and that was it.
That's what he did.
Based
That's exactly
the
what
movie.
He did. The 80s movie isn't anything like the book. Though nostalgia. Gotta give it that. Sorry.
May thy knife chip and shatter.
May thy knife chip and shatter.
Oh!